Today, Shir B'Shabri Yomi Yisim and Tafresh Peches Din Krakim Hamukafim Chayma Min Yosef Shua Ben Nun. We're talking about the cities that were surrounded with a wall from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun. Krakim Hamukafim Chayma Min Yosef Shua Ben Nun. So, if you have these cities that are surrounded by walls, or were surrounded by walls, not actively surrounded by walls, from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun, Afil Einam Mukafin Ashav, even if they're not actually surrounded by walls right now. It means walls that were, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, they were walled cities. Kairin b'tesvav. They read the Megillah on Tesvav. What we call Shushan Purim. Imheim b'chutz la'aretz. Afilu imheim b'chutz la'aretz. Even if they are in chutz la'aretz. And for sure in Eretz Yisrael as well. V'afilu ein b'hem asara batlanim. And even if there are no asara batlanim, what are asara batlanim? Perish, betelim imelachtam va'oski b'tzarchei tzibur. Even if the city is not one in which there are 10 individuals that are not working and are just there taking care of things for the tzibur, it's still going to be considered a city that is mukafim chayma. And you would read on Tes Vav. Vehu shehukaf v'achakach yashav. And when we're talking about such a city, it has to be one in which either it was initially walled and then dwelled in, o sheyashav tchila al das lakif v'achakach, or it was dwelled in with the mindset to go ahead and wall the city, meaning the initial creation was either with an actual wall or a projected wall that you are now dwelling in a city that will be walled. Lafik lafuke, this is to exclude kishinoda shiyashav tchila, where we know, this is going to exclude where we know that the city was originally dwelled in al das, with the mindset not to wall it. In other words, there was no mindset to wall of the city. It was a presumed city that was not going to be walled. So if we know that, then even if it's walled now, it's not going to be considered a walled city. If we know that it was originally a city that was not walled and it was not projected to be walled when initially dwelled in. Aval mistama hukafa, the Rama adds. However, mistama hukafa ulevasof Yashva. He says, however, that the stam situation would be that it was originally walled and then it was dwelled in. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on all of this. What's the pshat that Hamukafim Chayma Miyemais Yeshua Ben Nun reads on Tesvav? So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph says, Ki Vizman Mordechai, the time of Mordechai, Be'es Hanes, the time of the Nes, Ksiv, what does it say in the Psukim in the Megillah? Sheyehudim Shebechol Makom, Nilchamu B'yom Shlosh Asar, that the Yehudim, the Jews, in all places, fought on the 13th of Adar, V'nachu, and they finished their battle, B'yom Arbasar, on the 14th, V'asu Osol Mishta V'simcha, they made that day into a day of Mishta V'simcha, a day of Suda and drink, U'v'shushan Nitan Li'yudim, and on Shushan, in Shushan, the city of Ahasuerus, and where the Nes occurred, in terms of the Iker Nes with Ahasuerus, there was given for the Jews, the Yehudim, lihilachem imakum, to go ahead and battle and finish off the battle, gam biyoyim arbasar, also on the 14th day, below us on Yom Tov, and in Shushan itself, there was no Yom Tov ad chamishasa. The Mishnah of the Simcha was not until the 15th of Adar. The Keva Shabbos was Manechem Kul Shnei Yamim. And since in those days, in the actual days of the Nes of Purim, it was split into 2 days. Lachem, therefore, Kishakava Mordechai v'Esther, when Mordechai and Esther established the Haskamas, Anshek Nezlagdola, with the agreement of the Anshek Nezlagdola, Likboa, to establish Purim, Lidoros, to establish Purim for all future generations, Chilku gam kein osos shnei, and they also split it up into 2 days. V'haya ra'i l'sakein, and it would have been appropriate to establish shekol ir, and it wasn't appropriate to establish shekol ir shehi mukafes chayma. Every city that was walled, kimo Shushan, like Shushan, yadoma should be like Shushan, lasos b'tesvav, to go ahead and do it on the 15th. V'haya ra'i l'sleis hakavod b'shushan l'sakein. And it was appropriate to go ahead and give the kavod, the Shushan, to be Masakein and to establish Shekol here, every city, Shehi Mukeves Choma, that was surrounded by walls from the time Yemos HaShverosh, from the time of HaShverosh, Yikru B'tesvav, should be B'tesvav. So really it should be from the time of Shushan, not from the time of Yoshua. Ah, however, Kevan She'eret Yisrael, Haysach HaReva B'Yosel Eis, since Eretz Yisrael was desolate at that time, the Elfiza Ayeros, and therefore what's going to happen is the cities that were Mukavos b'chutz laretz, the cities that were walled in chutz laretz, will be more chashuv mehem, will be more chashuv than the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael. Al kein tiknu, therefore they established the chvod Eretz Yisrael for the kavod of Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ir, therefore they did not go back to the time of the Nes of Purim. They established that every city she mukafes that was surrounded by walls, Mimos Yoshua ben Nun, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, Yikru b'tesvav. They should read on Tesvav. Af api she'ein mukafos achshav. Even though they are not surrounded right now. V'hashar b'yudalin. And everyone, every other city, besides the cities that were walled initially, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, when they were settled by Yoshua and Bnei Yisrael, any city that was walled or either projected to be walled when initially dwelt will be on the 15th as opposed to the rest of the cities on the 14th. Levad Shushan, except for Shushan, Afal Pi She'ena Mukefes Miyos Yoshua Ben Nun, except for Shushan, which was not walled from the times of Yoshua Ben Nun, even so, Korin, they there, if we were ever in Shushan, we would read there on Tesvav, Mipnei Shebo Nase Hanes, because that's where the Nes occurred. And we continue on. Afilu Ein Bahem, Bechulei, even if they do not have Asara Bat Lanim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. B'yesh Me Arishonim Shecholkin Al Zeh. And he says, there are Rishonim that argue that you do need Asara Bat Lanim. What is the basis of this machloka? So before we continue on in the Mishnah Berurah, there is the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where Yeshua ben Levi says, a krach, a city that doesn't have Asara Bat Lanim, is not considered a city, but rather a kvar, which is a village, which would not have the status of a walled city. So the Gemara asks, my kamash malan, what's the chiddush? So it says there, Tanina Ezei Ir Gdola Kol Sheyesh Ba Asara Bat Lanim Pachus Mikan Hareze. Less than that is a Kvar. We already have a Chiddush. So the Gemara says that Yeshua Ben Levi. This is what they answer. That there's an extra Chiddush of Yeshua Ben Levi, more than the Brisa Tosefta. That even though normally a krach, even though people come in a krach from the outside, and many of them are batel from malacha, because they do not do malacha except in their own cities, still you need to have asara batlanim that are kavua there. And the Ramban and others basically learn that this is a halacha that refers to the krachim amukafim chayma, that in order to get a status of a krach that reads on the 15th, as opposed to a kfar that you go ahead and you lay in the Megillah earlier, either with the Yom HaKnisa in the kfar, they used to go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, they read earlier the Megillah earlier than on the 14th even. Or nowadays, where we don't go ahead and lane earlier than the 14th. It would be laning for the 14th as opposed to the 15th. Other Rishonim, Tosvos, learns that this halacha of the Asara Batlonim does not refer to the, as we see in the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu Eimahem Asara Bat Lanim, that we do not require Asara Bat Lanim in the city in order for it to be considered a city that is a walled city. As long as it's a large city, a established city from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun that was walled, it is going to have a din of laning on the 15th. And that's what Mr. Brewer here is referring to. The Yeshmer Yishonim, i.e. Tosos, Shecholken al Zeh, sorry, i.e. the Ramban, who's cholek on this, who's sviralu de bekrach hamukav choma, that if it's a city that was walled, im ein ba ata asara bat lanim, if they don't have now, in that city, asara bat lanim, karim bebi yidal, they'll read on the 14th. We'll be on Ephraim mitzadeid, the yesh lachosh ashitasam, likros gam bi yudalit, and the Ephraim says that because of that, what would need to be done is meikar adin, if it was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, you would lane on the 15th, but Yad Ephraim says you should be chayshesh l'chumra to also read on yudalit, which would mean without a below bracha, without a bracha. And asara bat lanam are those that are betelim melachtam, the Rama says, the oskim b'tzarach etziva, when they go ahead and they are individuals that care for the needs of the tzibur. Mishnah Berurah says, perish bibeis hakneses, this means in the shul, kain isa behedya bigmara, right? They deal with the kehilah, vayein sham, the perish Rashi, and he says, check out perish Rashi, it means, what does it mean in the Beis Knesset? That they are there in the Beis Knesset all the time. Lahashkim ulahariv, the Beis HaKnesset lesbalo. They are 10 individuals that are consistently there in the shul, in the Beis HaKnesset, to daven in the morning and the evening. Vayein, the perish, ha-mishnah, le-ha-rambam, uve-ha-ran. Because they're, the Ran, unlike the Rambam, the Ran argues on Rashi and holds that as follows, that we are not talking about people that are always there in the Beis Knesset to be there for the Tzibur, and they are being supported by the Tzibur. Because according to Rashi, they are there to be there, supported by the city, so they're always there for tefillah. The Ran argues and he says they don't have to be supported by the city, but it's enough that they are always there in the shul twice a day during the Zman Tefillah, meaning that you could always go and find a minion in the shul at any given time. Okay? So that is the definition of Asara Bat Lanim. But again, the Iker Halacha, as we see, by established by the Shulchan Aruch, is even if there's not Asara Bat Lanim, you would go ahead and Me'ikar Adin lane on the 15th if it was a Krach Mukaf and Chaima from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun. Continue on in the Mishnah Berurah, Dalet Lafuke Kishenoda. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that what are we excluding? We're excluding from this halacha a city that was dwelled without intent initially to be walled. Aval comes the Mishnah Berurah, Mistama Amrinan, Sheyoshev Aldas Lakifa Achakach. However, Mistama, the presumption is, if you don't know, we presume that it was dwelled in with intent for there to be a wall. Shekein Derech Rov HaMedinos, because that was the Derech of most Medinos that were walled. Tafilu Im Ein Makifin Osa Mitchila, even if they did not first go ahead and surround it with the wall, al kolponim, minimally, they were miyashvin, osa al das lakifa acharkach, they were dwelled in with the approach to go ahead and wall it afterwards. And this does not seem to be like the Rama, who says the mistama is that it was Hukafa Levasof Yashva, that the Mistama is that it was initially walled, which makes it sound like that if you do not know that it was walled initially, you could assume that it was walled initially. But if you know that it was not walled initially, you will not go ahead, according to the Ramah, and presume that, unless you know, the Ramah says, that it was dwelled with intent to wall. Right? That's what the Ramah holds. The Ramah holds as follows, that you can presume that if it, we know that it was a walled city, you could assume that it was walled before it was dwelled in. So as long as the wall was up there, you could assume that that was the initial creation of the walled city. But if you know that it was dwelled in first, and then after the wall, and afterwards the wall was put up, so that seems to be a machlokes between the pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah says, of the Shulchan Aruch, which seems to be that you can presume that it was initially dwelt in order to wall it, and you don't have to be concerned. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Ramah, you cannot presume that unless you know, okay, that it was dwelt in, if you know that it was already dwelt in first, that it was dwelt in with intent to go ahead and wall. Again, let's just make sure we're clear. Everyone agrees that if we know that, the two extremes, that if we know that it was dwelt in, not with intent to wall it afterwards, if we know that, everyone agrees that that's not considered a walled city from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, because it wasn't created initially to be a walled city. It was only walled afterwards. We also know that if we know for sure that it was dwelt in order to go ahead and wall it afterwards, that is considered a walled city. And if it was walled from the time of Yoshua, then it was around the time of Yoshua, and you know it was dwelled in with intent to wall, it's considered a walled city. On the other hand, on the other extreme, if you know that the wall was initially put up before it was dwelt in, then for sure, it's there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, it's considered a walled city. Where's the argument? The argument is where you know that it was dwelt in first, but you don't know whether or not they had in mind to go ahead and wall it. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could presume that it was in mind to be walled, because that is what people do. And according to the Ramah, in such a situation, if you know that it was dwelt in first, you have to then know that it was projected to have a wall around it. Otherwise, you would not go ahead and presume and assume that this is a walled city from the time of Yoshua, and you would not go ahead and lean on the 15th. Sif Baiz. Continue on. V'chein akfarim hanirim imahem. Also, the cities that were nirim imahem. What does that mean? So let's give a little intro. It'll make it easier to go ahead and understand this with a little bit of an introduction, then we'll read it inside. So we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin that even villages, kfarim, or non-walled cities that are nirim, that are seen with a walled city, they are read on the 15th. They are cities that you read the Megillah on the 15th, even though it is not close in proximity. That's what it means. It's nirim imahem, even if it's not in close proximity. An example of this is a village that is on a mountain near a walled city. That's what he means in the beginning. V'chein akfarim anirim imahem afilu einam smuchim kegon sheheim bahar. That a walled city is not the only city that actually reads on the 15th, but other villages or non-walled cities that are seen with a walled city, nearing with a walled city, they will read on the 15th, even though it is not samach, not in close proximity. An example of this is a village that is on a mountain near a walled city. That's the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan. Hey, Hakvarim, Vehu Adin Ayaros, meaning any village or city that is nearin will have a din of the 15th. And that's, as we said, a village on a mountain, a city on a mountain near a wall, okay, a walled city, but not in close proximity because the mountain is, you go to the top of the mountain, that is far away, but it is what? It is near in the sense that is near an imahen, right? It's far away in terms of distance, but the mountain is right next to the walled city. So that is what it means by it's not samach. In a certain sense, it is samach because the mountain is samach, but the city in terms of actual distance is far away because it is near and it looks to be together. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to another example. That what happens if you have a village that is close in proximity to a walled city, but they are not seen with the walled city? Now, what would that mean? So, an example of that would be a village that is in a valley that is close to a walled city that is close, and there is actual proximity in terms of getting there and being close to it, but it's not going to be seen as next to it because it's in a valley. And that too, the Shulchan Aruch now goes on to say that you would meet on the 15th. And that's what it means. Oh, shesmuchin lahem, afilu einirin imahem, kegon shuhem ba'emek. If it's in the valley, even if it's in close, actual distance-wise proximity, but it's not seen as being right next to it because it's in a valley, will have a din of the 15th. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, uvelvad shelo yu rechokim yoiser mimil. However, he says that the village cannot be more than a mil from the walled city. Now, what does that mean? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Vav. So he says, Zekai Adisamachle. He says, this is referring, the way we've been explaining it up until now, on a case of where it's actually Samachle, Dahainu Shahaya Samach, where it actually is in close proximity. Aval Nire, however, if we're talking about where it is far away, but from an appearance standpoint, like on a mountain, it's the mountain itself is very close to the walled city. So then, afilu rochok yoiser mimil, even if distance-wise up the mountain is more than a mil, then havi kikrach, then it will have the din of a krach. Okay? And then he says, v'yesh omrim, however, there are others, de'benire gamken eno nechshav l'krach, that there are others that argue, and they say that even when what? We're talking about a mountain. It's not going to be considered like a krach if it's more than a mil away. Ela imkein she'eno rachok yoser mi mil. That's what we see here, that this qualification of a mil, okay, we have an argument whether this qualification of a mil also applies to the kvar and the village or the non-walled city that is nearer with the walled city, but not samach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, and it says, Uveshushan afapi she'ena mukefes choma mi yemos Yoshua korin v'tesvav hoel v'naseh bones. So Shushan has its own rule. Even if it wasn't mukefes choma from the time of Yoshua, you still go ahead and you read on the 15th, because that's where the nes was, Sifkat and Zion, she'em nachu v'tesvav kidechsiv be'kra, because this was the city in which the nace occurred, and that in actuality That's when they made the party at the time of the Nes, namely on the 15th, when they finished battling on the 14th, and they therefore partied on the 15th. Now, there's a Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichos Shlomo paskind that any neighborhood that is associated with a walled city in terms of taxes and municipal services are considered part of the walled city and read on the 15th. This psak could be traced to the Ritva, who writes that the qualification that the village must be within a mil of the walled city is limited to a village that is close in proximity, but is not seen with the walled city. However, when it comes to a village that is seen, that is nearing with the walled city, and joins them for all matters, it is considered part of the city, even if geographically they are a great distance from the city. So for this reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that the neighborhood of Rav Mot should read on the 15th, even though many years ago there was uninhabited space between Rav Mot and the rest of Yerushalayim. This psak is in contrast to Dayan Weiss and Rav Yosef Shalom Al-Yashiv, Rav Al-Yashiv, who paskin that the residents of Rav Mot should read on the 14th. However, since the area in between also became inhabited when Rav Yosef agreed, then what happened was, and even Rav Yosef agreed, once the area in between also became inhabited, so he then agreed that they are now all part of Yerushalayim and should read on the 15th. This is all in the brought down, again, in Halichas Shlomo. What's not discussed, and we're not going to discuss right now, is what's the story with Mevaseret. Mevaseret is a much more complicated issue. It's not like Rav Mot, but it is the subject of Machlokes, the Meretz Kolel here in Yeshiva. They, and the Rav Uri, Paskin's 15th, and other Poskim and Gedolei Yisrael, and I believe Rav Yoshev held that Mevaseret was the 14th. And that, therefore, results in many here in Mevaseret reading on both days, which is the Iker day. I will leave that for you to go ahead and discuss that with Rosh Yeshiva and your posek.